السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2271 of our daily Nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on the 16th of Rajab. An Abi Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an, Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an was a senior Sahabi, and in the latter portion of his life he had to leave Medina. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him and said, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, when any one of you stands up for salat, then فَإِنَّ الرَّحْمَةَ تُوَاجِهُهُ, then Rahmah and Allah's special mercy is now focusing towards you. The Muswalli, the person in Salat, فَلَمْ يَمْسَحْ بِالْحَصَى, so don't go and touch the pebbles and touch this and touch. So now what lesson we take from here? We fiddle with our clothing. The ladies sometimes fiddle with their burqa. We play with our beards, our spectacles. So all this is unbecoming. Yes, it's a matter of urgency or something that's different. But ours is not urgency normally. It's just a habit that we have, and that's not a good habit. We are depriving ourselves of the special mercy which Almighty Allah is sending towards us. Therefore, in the starting of Surah 23, verse 2, Almighty Allah speaks of it, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِئُونَ, that the pious people are those that Allah Ta'ala special mercy, that Allah Ta'ala wants us to read Salat with devotion and concentration, then His mercy will come towards us. Similarly, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي مَسْحِ الْحَصَى فِي الصَّلَاةِ, Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, sometime it's intensely hot and we want to now flatten the pebble, someone poke us on our forehead and so forth when we performing sajda. So the Master alayhi salam said, إِن كُنْتَ فَائِلًا, if you have to do so as a last resort, فَمَرَّةً wahida, once only. Not you keep on doing it, you keep on doing it, the salat will break and so forth. See the other hadith in Ibn Majah, all these hadith from Ibn Majah, that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu states, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ مَسَّ الْحَصَى فَقَدْ لَغَى, whosoever whilst touching the pebbles and so forth in salat, and just out of habit, there's no need, nothing, فَقَدْ لَغَى, he did an action that is not befitting him and so forth. And you keep on doing it, your salat will break. We keep on fidgeting with our clothes, we keep on playing with it, we keep on doing this. So that is called amal-e kathir. So you do it 3 times, 4 times, and that in one rukun, in your standing or in your sitting and so forth, then the salat breaks. So we should be very careful about these type of issues. Allah Jalla wa Ala give us tawfiq that we perform the salat, not just going through the motions, but we perform the quality salat. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.